Hello, VoiceTubers. How's it going? Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is Sean, and it's nice to hear from you guys again. Today's video is about Barcelona, the city in Spain. And the video introduces the project that Barcelona adopted and experienced in the city center, and which is to keep the cars out of planned area and only allows people and cyclists to enter. Well, actually, we have some certain areas that keep the cars out in Taiwan. And for pedestrians, it feels safe and easy to walk around. And even it's a good way to boost the economy. So what do you think about this Superblocks project? And if you are interested in how this Superblocks work, you can check the whole video. And let's move on to our sentence today. Cars dominate cities. Spend some time walking around most cities. You will find yourself pushed to narrow sidewalks, waiting for crosswalk lights. You will find cyclists navigating really narrow strips of space. Cars dominate cities. Spend some time walking around most cities. You will find yourself pushed to narrow sidewalks, waiting for crosswalk lights. You will find cyclists navigating really narrow strips of space. Alright, let's move on to our vocabularies. 第一个单字是 narrow. Narrow. 那 narrow 当作形容词来使用，它有狭窄的或是范围狭小的意思。The door is too narrow for two people to pass through at the same time. 那这扇门太窄了，无法两个人同时经过。那另外一个 narrow 的用法可以说 narrow mind.或是 narrow-minded， 那表示这个人心胸狭隘。比如说 she has a narrow mind， 那她非常心胸狭隘。或是你也可以说 she is narrow-minded。再来是 slender， 那 slender 它有修长的或是纤细的意思。She has a beautiful slender figure， just like her mother。那她就跟她妈妈一样，有苗条纤细的身材。再来是 tenuous， 那 tenuous 它有纤细的或是稀薄的意思。你可以这么说 ：The police found a tenuous connection between two murders。那警方发现两起谋杀案有某些的关联，就是一些小小的关系，就是 tenuous connection。那接下来这一组单字是可能介绍到人行道、斑马线，或是像是天桥这种公共设施。第一个是 sidewalk， 那 sidewalk 它指的是人行道，它比较偏美式的用法。那你可以说 you should keep on the sidewalk， 你应该要走在人行道上。那刚说的 sidewalk 是美式的用法，那英式的人行道会说 pavement。那想到人行道，你一定会想到行人一定要走的是斑马线。那美式用法的斑马线，我们会说 crosswalk。那英式的斑马线，我们会用 pedestrian crossing。那这个 pedestrian 就是指的是行人，行人我们就称为 pedestrian。那像我们影片提到的这个 Superblock 的计划，其实就是所谓的步行街。那你可以称它为 a pedestrian street。那我们常走的地下道跟天桥要怎么说呢？地下道我们可以说 pedestrian underpass。那天桥呢，就是 pedestrian overpass。好，再来下一组单字是 navigate。 那 navigate 它当作动词，它有操纵或是导航的意思。 The captain navigated the ship into a harbor. 那船长将船开进港口。再来是 guide 它当动词的时候还有带领或是引导的意思。 The manual will guide you through the installation process， 说明书会引导你如何去组装。再来是 lead 那 lead 这个字当做动词的时候它有领导或是引导的意思。She is going to lead the expedition to reach the summit of Mount Everest. 她即将要带领这个探险队登上圣母峰的峰顶。好，最后一组单字是 strip。strip。那 strip 它当作名词的时候，它指的是细长的条或是带。比如说 ，He parked his car on the narrow strip of land.Which belongs to his brother. 他把车停在那个属于他哥哥的狭长土地上。那这边的strip of land 就是指狭长的土地。那 strip 当作动词的话，它有脱衣服或是剥去的意思。例如 ，He stripped down and ran into the river. 他脱光衣服跑到河里面。那最后一个单字是 remove。remove。那 remove 它有移开或是 拿开的意思。 Don't forget to remove the price tag before giving a gift. 那送礼物之前别忘了要先把价钱的标签撕掉。 Alright, that's all for our pronunciation challenge and I'll see you next time. Bye!